This is Rumbolt Radio, and Skipton Eco Day is back this coming weekend, happening Saturday at Skipton Town Hall. We can find out more about it now from David Newell, who's from Skipton Rotary. It's the second one, this, isn't it, David? Is that right?
It is, Stuart. That's right. Yeah, the first one was last September. And due to popular demand, we are doing another one this year, even better and bigger, certainly bigger from the number of organisations which are telling everyone in the town hall what they do. And there are up to about 30 local groups concerned with various aspects of the environment and wildlife, from Craven Badger Group to the Eyre Rivers Trust to Yorkshire Wildlife Trust to Share Skipton, North Yorkshire Rotters, Incredible Edible. There are, as I say, about 30 of them, which is an increase on last year. So it really promises to be an exciting afternoon and a great family day as well. We've got lots of really good activities, particularly for younger children. So it's a great thing to bring your kids along to, and grandchildren. There'll be face painting, plant pot painting, an eco warrior trail, smoothie bike, seed planting, jar decorating, a human fruit machine for the first time. So lots of things to do. And it's free to enter.
That's the best thing. And you mentioned the Eco Warrior Trail. That's live already, isn't it? So people can go and find the Eco Warriors all around town.
That's right. Yes, it's live already, and it will run until the 11th of May. And yes, you can go around nine places in town to find the letters, make the eco-related word, and importantly, win a fantastic prize, which is an annual season ticket to Bolton Abbey. It's a great prize and certainly worth doing.
Obviously, you've got all these organisations coming along, and there's going to be various stalls and, as you say, activities and things for the families and kids to get involved with. But, I mean, what's the whole point of it? Why are you doing it?
Well, we're doing this because there's such a recognition that we all need to do our bit for the environment. And that's why there's so many local groups, all with their own specialist area that they really want people to change their behaviour in a small way and help the environment. But these groups, a lot of them are just a few people acting on their own budgets. And what we're trying to do here is give them a platform without any cost to them that they can speak all together on one day with one voice. So it's great for the public because they can go along and see all of these groups. They may want to join one of them, but at least hear what they've got to say. I was at a do at MC Village Hall just last Saturday. A similar day, and that was great in terms of me learning about how I should be composting my grass cuttings and my leaf litter. So it's that kind of thing that is really useful to know, and we're really hoping that people will turn out and enjoy the day.
And there is a real appetite for people to get involved in things around the environment, isn't there?
There is. And the win-win with this, and last year we were very pleased that thanks to sponsorship from Beyondly and support from North Yorkshire Council, we were able to give a little bit back to these organisations to help them continue to spread the good words that they are.
So it's all going on Saturday afternoon in the town hall, and people can obviously make use of the parking as well, the Rotary parking.
That's true, and it's a good point. As always, Saturdays between 10 and 2 in the summer months, you can park in the Skipton Building Society car park. They generously allow us to only charge £3 up until 6 o'clock at night. You can park the car. And importantly, all the money goes to local charities. So yes, that will be open again on Saturday, as it is every Saturday in the summer.
And the Eco Afternoon is going on 1 till 4 at Skipton Town Hall. You can find a lot more about it on the Skipton Eco Day Facebook page as well. Good luck with it all, David.
Thanks very much, Stuart.